At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
You know, sometimes in football, it's a tale of two halves, isn't it? I'll tell you what, I did not, after the first half of last night's game, expect to come on this show and talk about positive things when it came to the Jets. But that is going to be partially what happens today, which is an amazing thing to think about, given one of the ugliest first halves of football we've seen all season long. Nick Ashew with you today. We'll talk to Lucy Burge in about 15 minutes or so here, getting to wrap up the baseball season, look ahead in the futures market there, and then, of course, some NFL this weekend as well. I got a couple of NBA bets for you, too. But we got to start with the Jets. I mean, listen, this Jets team has talent on its roster. It just hasn't ever lived up to anything close to near the expectations that were set for them. And let's be honest, you're going to have expectations when you go out and say you're all in by bringing in Aaron Rodgers. It's just that simple. There's a reason why I call Aaron Rodgers the human autocorrect of the NFL. You brought him in and you thought it was going to fix things, but it's really been more of a headache than anything else. But they end a 5-game losing streak. You look forward now and the conversation is, can the Jets make the playoffs? Their schedule is pretty easy on the back end here. So the possibility is there. But if you're going to look at this Jets team now, the most important thing to do is take away what you saw in that second half. Either you were comfortable with the way that things started to gel offensively, or you think that that's a fluke. Me, I think things are starting to gel. Now, do I think the Jets are going to win the Super Bowl or even win a playoff game if they can sneak into the playoffs? Absolutely not. But that hasn't changed any opinion that I have from, I don't know, whenever they went out and got Aaron Rodgers. Because the one thing I've learned, being a fan of the Commanders, football team, Redskins, all of them, all the names that they've changed, the one thing that I've learned is that when you have bad culture in an organization, right, it trickles down to everybody else. And there's always something that tends to go wrong. Whether it's, something on the field, whether a desperate trade, whether it's, there's anything, long list. And that's what we've still seen with the Jets. But I'm going to give them credit here. And this is an important takeaway because it's something I also want to look at with the Bears heading into this weekend too. The Jets actually did show resilience. And I think that's really, really important to take away from this. Aaron Rodgers is not the same Aaron Rodgers. And I'm sorry, he's 40 years old coming off of a torn Achilles. He'll never be the same Aaron Rodgers again. I was watching the game last night with Game Day Garage, and we had some of the Jets fans that are there. New episode going to be up soon on YouTube and all the social channels, by the way. Game Day Garage, there you go. Quick plug. But, you know, the neighbor that was over, he's a Jets fan. He also tore his Achilles. Now, he's not an elite athlete like Aaron Rodgers, but, like, the one thing he brought up was, like, you just, like, it takes forever to recover from that fully, and that's just, like, for a normal person. So think of what it is for Aaron Rodgers. He's not setting his feet. He looks a little uncomfortable in the pocket, and I get the fact that they don't have a really strong offensive line. But they overcame 69 total yards, fans chanting sell the team, which I've certainly heard that before in Washington. Eventually it works out, but you got to find a way to push that owner out. That's a whole other conversation for another day. But, you know, you go from that Malachi Corley, absolute brain fart, one of the dumbest plays in the history of football. There, in fact, you know what? I'm going to take this a step further. What Malachi Corley did is the absolute dumbest play in football, period. You don't look cool. You don't look tough. It doesn't make you look cocky or confident, or it makes you look like a jackass. To sit there and drop the ball when you think you've just crossed the goal line, but instead you didn't, and all that becomes is a turnover, goes back the other way, you kill momentum. That could have absolutely killed the Jets. Aaron Rodgers, I wouldn't have blamed him for walking off the field and saying, you know what? I'm done. I'm going to another darkness retreat, and that's it. I'm over it. But they overcame that. And we're starting to see now chemistry with, again, there is a little bit of a distraction for defenses with Davante Adams out there. The fact now that you're going to get a touchdown from Davante Adams in that game, you're going to get two from Garrett Wilson, including one of the most incredible catches that we've ever seen. And it's no surprise that, you know, the OBJ comparison and his catch with the Giants is going to be something that we've seen, you know, all day here. But now you've got an opportunity for this offense to be a little bit more balanced. They can throw the football. You can get the ball to Davante Adams, probably not as much as maybe he'd like, but Garrett Wilson is now opening up, making spectacular one-handed catches. He's one of the best young tight ends in the NFL. He just hasn't had enough of an opportunity to show it. They ran the ball a little bit more with Breece Hall. The Jets, at least offensively right now, are a team that I think props-wise, week after week, I'm going to be comfortable going back in terms of receptions, and I would target receptions for Garrett Wilson more than I think I'd even target Davante Adams, because there's always been a level of chemistry between Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, right? We saw the 23 targets the last game before they traded for Davante Adams, and yeah, they played for years, but at the same time, it's not really a spot where, like, Davante Adams is fully comfortable yet. Garrett Wilson has had that consistent work with Aaron Rodgers in this current, I guess it's Aaron Rodgers system at this point. I don't know who's actually the offensive coordinator there anymore. It was kind of always Aaron Rodgers to begin with, but I think that's a comfortable spot to be in now. Aaron Rodgers touchdowns, I took the over 1.5, got 3. So, like, starting to see now, I think there's something there for this Jets offense. Do I think that they're going to win a playoff game? No. Do I think they could squeak in the playoffs? It's possible with the back end of their schedule. But you can at least target the props market with them and a couple of these weapons, I think, and be comfortable, depending on the matchups, especially now with a couple of wide receivers that make it a little bit more balanced for them. One thing on the other side, too, that I will say for the Texans, they're in trouble. The Texans are in trouble, and a lot of this is injuries. But remember, they had offensive line issues last year. That's really going to affect C.J. Stroud in a way, because at least before, if you were C.J. Stroud, you had yourself guys you could throw the football to, right? So you get the ball out of your hands quickly. He was able to overcome the poor offensive line play last year. But now we're seeing that with your top two receivers out. But give Tank Dell credit. Finally, Tank Dell shows up. The Texans needed that. Joe Mixon, you knew, was going to go over his yards. I love that bet. I love the over on his rushing, over on rushing and receiving. And though it's funny, he went over on his rushing and receiving yards, but it was all because of his rushing yards. Whatever. That's why I love those bets. You at least have, like, kind of a comfort level of, if this doesn't really become part of the game plan, you've at least got maybe this side of things here. You didn't catch anything, but you're getting him out of the... It is what it is. But Tank Dell now going for 6 for 126 is a big deal, because he's really the only target that you would have if you don't have Nico Collins back next week. It looks like Nico Collins is going to be back. So if they can get both of them together, they're going to be in a better spot, but you're going to have Nico Collins healthy. And we know how hamstrings are. They're fickle, man. They're a fickle beast. And if Tank Dell can continue building off of this momentum, that can help the Texans offense. But that offensive line is a travesty. The Jets came into that game 6th in pass rush win rate. So they're going to get after the quarterback, and they did. And they made C.J. Stroud's life actually, I mean, it was hell for him. Absolute hell. So we'll see how the Texans look moving forward. But I think they're really going to have to try and do what they can to protect. Just get the ball out of C.J. Stroud's hands faster. You know this. You got to protect your quarterback. If you don't protect your quarterback, you end up like Andrew Luck. And we all say what if, right? We all say what if. All right. Joe Flacco getting the start this weekend for the Colts was a move that should have happened a long, long time ago. And if you're looking at the Colts now, they're a team that you can move forward with and be comfortable with. I actually like them to cover against the Vikings, and I didn't before. Early in the week when I thought it was going to be Anthony Richardson, I was like, Vikings -5.5? Yeah. Have you watched that offense? But now the Colts have a capable offense and the ability to move the ball down the field and get it to those big play receivers that they got going on. Like, Joe Flacco is a great example of how expectations can change the perception of a player, right? Joe Flacco, at the end of the time that he was in Baltimore, and even then in Denver, it was like, this guy's overrated. He's overpaid. I know he won a Super Bowl, but he's an average quarterback, right? The old, is he a franchise quarterback question, had it time and time and time again with him. But, you know, with the Jets, it was just kind of like, oh, yeah, Joe Flacco. But then it was the Browns. And that became this awesome story where he saves the Browns season, wins comeback player of the year. And then the Browns don't want him back because they don't want there to be any quarterback controversy, which is funny because, well, they still signed Jameis Winston, which you know was going to bring that quarterback controversy. But now, the Colts made a decision not for long term, but for now and for winning. This was the right move, and you know my favorite bet. It is always Joe Flacco attempts. Take the over every single time. I mean, you just have to at this point. Anthony, like, the Colts often, there's a certain point where you have to look at the big picture as an organization and say, yeah, we drafted this guy in the first round. And yeah, we signed Joe Flacco. And yeah, he's a veteran backup that's, you know, late in his career. And we want Anthony Richardson to become this franchise quarterback. But if you're not getting those results, you're sacrificing an entire season to throw your quarterback to the wolves and watch him get eaten alive. And that's exactly what we had from Anthony Richardson. 4 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, completing just 44% of his passes. You can't have an offense in today's NFL where those are the numbers that you're getting from your quarterback. You just can't. Joe Flacco in 3 games this year, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception, almost 66% completion percentage. That's starting quarterback numbers. And now, if you're looking at Shane Steichen, you can move that offense. You can throw the ball more. You can have more of a balanced attack. You can, you know, it'll set up the run game a little bit more. I really do think the Colts now are in a spot where they can run off some wins. I like them to cover against the Vikings this weekend. And also, again, love the Joe Flacco over on attempts. I mean, this is a great, great opportunity for them. I mentioned the Bears, and I think this is something to really keep in mind this weekend, too. If you're looking at the Bears, how do they respond against the Cardinals this weekend? That'll tell you what you should know about them for really the rest of the season. And I'll tell you why. Because that end of the schedule, the opposite of like the Jets, the Bears' back end of the schedule is a giant middle finger by the NFL. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, one, do they look deflated against the Cardinals after that Hail Mary against Washington? My Commanders, by the way, I threw things around my house when that happened. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm still watching reaction videos from that this week. People in their houses, I love those. But if the Bears look deflated in this game, and Kyler Murray's running all over them, and Marvin Harrison Jr.'s getting a bunch of big plays, and then you say, uh-oh, there may be a massive fall off from the Bears the rest of the season. Because remember, they came into that game last week, 4-2. But if they look pissed off and ready to change things, then you can have some level of confidence in Caleb Williams moving forward, that offense. Remember, the defense is something they're going to have to count on this year, too, in that pass rush. But also just that schedule. Because here's what comes up next week. It's the Patriots. We'll have Lucy on in a second. We know that nobody's worried about the Patriots. Sorry, Lucy. But we do know that you've got the Packers after the Patriots for the Bears. And then it's the Vikings. And then it's the Lions. And then it's the 49ers. And then it's the Vikings again. And then it's the Lions again. And then it's the Seahawks. And then it's the Packers again. Are you kidding me? If the Chicago Bears look like they're beat up mentally because of what happened last week against the Cardinals this weekend, that's it. That tells you all you need to know. You fade the Bears the rest of the season. The rest of the season. But if they look like a strong team, if they look like a team that says, forget what happened, we're moving forward, it was a fluky play, it was luck, we also shouldn't have anybody on our team taunting fans because, well, karma's a bitch, and that's exactly what happened to the Bears. If they look like a team that's moved past it, they might be a decent team to take when they're dogs, you know, at least just to cover if you've got a decent number that you're looking at moving forward the rest of the season. So it's really like, this is so important for Chicago this weekend. It could be a make or break pivotal point for them moving on from what happened last week. All right, move on to Lucy Burch, BetQL. I would say bet slips and bat flips, but, you know, baseball season's over. You okay? How have you coped with the end of the baseball season?
This is very sad. It's the final day of the season for bet slips and bat flips today, and baseball is over. So it is a sad time, and with each fall comes that sadness and that darkness. However, each winter, I do pick a show, and it kind of finds me. Like, I don't go into it choosing a show. I just start watching one generally, and it gets me through the darkness, the abyss of the winter through to opening day, because the countdown is on to opening day. 2 years ago, my show was Euphoria, and then last year, it was season one of True Detective. I just, like, the show, I'll just watch it over and over again, whatever it is. So I've yet to stumble upon this year's show, but hopefully I find one, because it's time. It is now, it's over. Like, at that, the final, like, outs of the World Series is when you start to get a little bit sad, because you're like, oh yeah, they're about, the World Series is about to be over, but that also means the season's over. So there are like 2 minutes left in the season. And so that always is very sad. So still trying to kind of figure out what to do with my time on nights when there's no football and no Celtics. And it's going to be, you know, it's always a little bumpy at first, but we'll find it. We'll find a good rhythm and get through the winter.
Well, the one thing we know is there's a million shows out there and there's tons of content. Sure. So I'm not worried about you finding something. I'm sure you will. I know you were happy to see the Yankees lose. We look forward to the offseason now. Dodgers favorites to repeat. There's rumors of Juan Soto, and we know they're going to spend money. And I know it's really, really early, and we haven't even had any sort of offseason yet. But what's kind of your early lean and your take on what the offseason looks like and maybe the teams to at least consider an early bet on in the futures market?
Yeah, well, it's never too early to take the Red Sox to win the World Series plus 4,000 right now.
I knew it was coming.
It is never too early, Nick. So Red Sox plus 4,000 to win the World Series next year. That is my bet for World Series. They're expected to hand out a $100 million deal this offseason, perhaps maybe a little more. So they can improve as a team, but also make a playoff run next year. And they almost did it this year. They were so close to even just making the playoffs. And this year, I think, is the year. This is the time. I think that the signing Alex Cora for years to come is a good indication of the plans for the future of this team. Hopefully Tristan Casas is still in the mix, and they have some stars. And Rafael Devers, I think, is the guy who needs to step up more than anyone. He is paid a lot of money and he strikes out quite a bit. Every time I am at Fenway, it's either Friday night or whenever, Rafael Devers doesn't do anything. So he needs to do more in spots where he has in the past year or so, 2 years, done nothing. So I think they can make a playoff run next season and win the World Series plus 4,000.
Makes me think of that stick figure gif where it's just poking with the stick. Do something. That's exactly what popped in my head. I know last night there was no baseball to get in your way of Thursday night football like we've certainly had before. Did the cayenne pepper water work for Aaron Rodgers?
Clearly, Nick, it did, because this is, as soon as I heard him say this, I was like, does he honestly think that he invented the Master Cleanse? So the Master Cleanse has been around for generations. It is lemon juice, cayenne pepper, maple syrup, and water. And that is it. And I will say, though, it's very simple, though I am a big fan of the Master Cleanse, because they have, they sell them. You can make it yourself or they sell it. It makes you feel like you're flying, like you're just like free, like you can do anything with cayenne pepper water. And it's very underrated. And I am glad that Aaron Rodgers has brought this to the forefront, the fountain of youth, clearly cayenne pepper water. So good on Aaron Rodgers for going to that and not, you know, some of the other things that he has been doing, like darkness retreats. And it's also cheaper. It's a little bit cheaper than a darkness retreat or the other one where you go into the woods and like you like yell and you get sick and all that stuff that he was doing. This is a little simpler and a little less expensive. So just some cayenne pepper water, all your problems solved.
Just some cayenne pepper and scream therapy at home and you're good to go. Yeah, I tried it. I've heard of it before. Like I try a lot of those kinds of natural remedies. Yeah, and like it's spicy. And like, you know, I'll probably like maybe get into it a little bit. I don't know. I mean, it's like you can do that. You can do a million of those types of things. So it's not like Aaron Rodgers, although I will give him credit. It's not like he said he invented it. He just was very excited to tell everybody that he started and trying it from a football perspective here. From I know it's like it's you know, honestly, I'll tell you this. I'll be honest with you. Aaron Rodgers is so interesting to me. So I want to see this team have some level of success only because it keeps them relevant enough where Aaron Rodgers every week has something to say and it's sometimes off the wall. And you just don't see a starting quarterback in the NFL, let alone a future Hall of Famer in that position, kind of just be as open as he is about just about everything. First half of the game last night was an absolute disaster, unwatchable. Second half, though, three touchdown passes for Aaron Rodgers. You get a couple to Garrett Wilson, including that absolutely just incredible catch in the end zone, which we learned shin equals 2 feet. I thought it was knee, but also shin also. So we got some math involved, football math last night, too. Do you, from what you saw in that second half, moving forward with the Jets, if we're looking at, you know, sides, totals, props, whatever, like, do you trust them a little bit more? Or does that feel more just kind of a second half fluke to you?
I definitely trust them more than I did before last night because, well, I did have Jets money line yesterday, I will say. So I was trusting them going into the game because it was just so bizarre that they were favored. So I thought, you know what? They Vegas knows something that we don't, apparently. And I guess they knew the outcome of the game, which, you know, I'm glad I was on the right side for. But going forward, I trust them a little bit more now. Something about the cayenne pepper water, perhaps, maybe, at the first, maybe the second half of the game, they put that in Aaron Rodgers' water bottle. Because you never know. Is he drinking this during the game? Which I would say, I don't recommend that. Because if you might get a little bit, like, it honestly can make you a little dizzy, too. So I probably wouldn't do that during a game, Aaron Rodgers, if you were considering that. However, if it works, it works. But I do trust the Jets a little bit more than I did before last night, and I'd consider taking them going forward. Be against the Cardinals after some rest, maybe take the Jets. So I'm not completely out on taking the Jets to win games going forward, as I was after they lost to the Patriots, because that is pretty bad. That is pretty, like you said, no one's worried about the Patriots because they're doing great. They're doing great. They win two in a row. So
Are we going to see Drake May this weekend? Do we know for sure? Do we know? Are hearing a lot of just what ifs with Drake May? Is he going to be out there this weekend? You're up in the center of this.
A lot of what ifs. No final say on whether or not Drake May will play, but he is, it seems, progressing through concussion protocol. Some people speculating he is in stage 4, on his way to stage 5 of protocol because he's practicing and he's doing football activities. So hopefully, although I think Jacoby Brissett has his sights set on a comeback and maybe taking over his job back, because he is saying things like, I'm proud of myself. I'm glad I listened to myself and not the media and not all of you out there talking about how Drake May is better than I am, which he is. So I do hope that Drake May plays. It would be heartbreaking for Jacoby Brissett, but it would be the best thing for the team if he can safely come out of concussion protocol and play this weekend. Would be ideal for all parties.
I hope it's Jacoby Brissett, because I bet the under in that game, because then I know nobody's going to be able to score with those two offenses together. So there's certainly that to go with it. I was talking about the Bears earlier. Hey, from what we obviously saw against the Commanders, I mean, it's embedded in my head. It's an unbelievable season for me. So I it's a rare moment. Do you expect the Bears to come out against the Cardinals looking like focused and moving past it? I know there's no like gauge for this, but there's a mental side of sports that you can tie into sports betting certainly too, where it's, you know, this team could be either completely broken by that loss last week, or they could move forward and just take it all out on the Cardinals too.
Totally. If I'm the Bears, I am broken, because I had Bears money line in that game, Nick. I had Bears money line, and I'm still not over it.
No.
I'm still not over it. So I'm not betting on the Bears. They're broken. They're just, in my mind, broken. I'm not betting on them again. I don't trust them. So I would take Arizona here because I maybe money line. I would take the money line because the Bears, I think, are broken. Maybe they're not. But if I do bet on this game, if I end up placing a bet on this game, I'm not taking the Bears because I don't trust them. That was just despicable and heartbreaking. And I sat there with my mouth open for like 10 minutes. Like, did that actually just happen? Because I was ready to go. I was ready, like, oh, I won this bet. It looks a lot better if you have more green checks than red X's when you tweet out the results of your bets. And the Bears made me look bad. So no, I'm not taking the Bears, and I don't trust them going forward. They're broken.
The look of just disdain and pain on your face going through that rant was absolutely priceless. But all I'm going to tell you is, don't fade Jaden Daniels. It's just that simple.
This is
I guess
true.
You just shouldn't
this
do it, you know? Anything else this weekend that you like?
Yes. Yeah, so this weekend I am looking at, well, five-star play from the BetQL model is Bengals minus seven against the Raiders. The model has the Bengals scoring 30 points, the Raiders scoring 19. Bengals have covered in three of their last five games. So the BetQL model loves that as a five-star play. I might get in on that as well. But I'm also looking at Celtics minus 10.5 to cover this evening.
You know what? I love your Celtics. I think this team is great, but they're going to drive me nuts when I just can't take any props with them, because if they blow teams out, I'm just going to sit back and be like, well, my bets are screwed. So it kind of, you know, it is what it is. Watch out for those Cavs, though. The Cavs look pretty damn good right now. Just saying. It's a long season, though, Lucy. Long season. Lucy Burge, always good to talk to you. I hope you can get through the pain of no more baseball and that Bears money line.
Thank you. And I appreciate you asking about the baseball, because it is tough, but we'll get through it. And I will talk to you.
I'm here for you. We got this. We'll work through this together. And that's what we've learned. I've learned I had to help her through having a bad quarterback season, bad team in general with the Patriots. You know, it's a team effort here at BetQL. That's how it works. No, it's true though. Like I think about the Celtics, and that's a team all year. Look, I love NBA props. You know that. Dan Karpik, my guy. Like we're sitting there back and forth talking about props. He has his NBA props every single day. And like I look at that team and say, yeah, they could blow the Boston Celtics this year remind me a lot of, not the exact level, but remind me a lot of peak Golden State Warriors, where at any point in a game, it could be close and they blow it open in the third quarter because they hit like 10 straight threes. That's really what the Celtics are. They're insanely talented, and they're not even at full strength because you're not going to get Kristaps Porzingis back until like December. But that's what you have to watch with them. You might think Jason Tatum, PRA, looks really, really good one night. But like when they're playing the Hornets, they could beat the Hornets by 30. Hornets are one of the worst defensive teams in the NBA. And then when it's all done, you're going, oh, I never got a chance to win that because everybody sat in the fourth quarter for the Celtics. I've had it burn me time and time again. That's the worst part about NBA props, is that specifically, where you're all in and you know it's the right side and you're on pace for everything to hit and all the live numbers are going over where you were and you're like, yes, that over is going to hit. And then it's, oh my God, they're sitting everybody in the fourth quarter. Yeah, the Hornets were 27th in defensive efficiency. Celtics could eat them alive. I mean, we just saw the Raptors the other night, and RJ Barrett, he had 31-8 and a 32% usage rate against the Hornets, which I do, by the way, love RJ Barrett tonight, over 30.5 PRA. He's in a really, really good spot. I think it's a great opportunity for him there against the Lakers, who are 22nd in defensive efficiency. So you go from the Hornets to then the Lakers, two teams not very good. RJ Barrett, not very good defensively. RJ Barrett's, I think, in a great spot to kind of continue that trend, and he can light it up in multiple ways for the Raptors. They really don't have a lot to lose. You hope that just kind of like, even if they're, you know, they're down 15, you keep the starters out there, let them play through it. So RJ Barrett over 30.5 PRA is my favorite NBA prop of the night. But there's quite a few out there because, you know, the NBA has a very, very big schedule tonight. I don't know if you saw this. This is just kind of like a thing, you to me here, okay? Don't be that guy or girl, right? Don't be that person. Don't be the, I'm going to tweet an athlete because you ruined my parlay. So Kevin Durant tweeted last night after going scoreless in the fourth quarter, but the Suns won. Great Suns win. And for my parlayers, better luck next time. LOL. People are tweeting him because he went scoreless in the fourth quarter. Let me tell you something. I had Kevin Durant over 26.5 points. He'd had three straight 30-point games. It made sense. He went scoreless in the fourth quarter. You know what I didn't do? I didn't tweet Kevin Durant. And he'd probably respond. He responds to everybody. Don't be that guy. Don't be that person that gets mad at an athlete and gets up in their DMs or starts getting in their mentions about how they ruined your parlay or, oh, how'd you be bumming the fourth quarter? That's part of betting, man. That's just how it goes. You ruin it for all of us. You make us all look like jackasses when you do that. And then athletes and everybody else is like, see, sports betting, man, it's just ruining it. Everybody comes out here and gets mad. That's part of the game. Don't do that. It was like back in the day when everybody would get mad. I mean, it's still fantasy, obviously, is the case too. Back, it just used to be fantasy. And I think it was Brian Westbrook, I remember years ago, with the Eagles running down the field, and the Eagles had the lead. And instead of scoring a touchdown, you know, he slid and stopped at like the 2-yard line or whatever it was. We've seen that play before. And that was one of those big moments, I remember, where everybody was furious because it was such a glaring situation. And everybody, you ruined my fantasy. Stop. You can joke about it. You can get mad. Don't tweet these athletes. You make everybody else that does this the right way look stupid. Just please don't do it. Again, I had over Kevin Durant points last night too. It was the right side. He went scoreless in the fourth quarter. Whatever. Just got to deal with it. It's got to be one of the most annoying things that you could possibly, you make yourself look low budget. Please just don't do that anymore. All right. Into some of the bets for this weekend here. I mentioned it before, but I'll get back to it. I love Joe Flacco attempts. It's at 34.5. If you can get a lower number, obviously look for it. But 34.5 is still a very, very solid number. Anytime Joe Flacco starts. So this is no joke. Literally this year, there have been times where I've been driving into the studio or to the sports book. And on my way in, I get a report either to my phone or I hear it listening to the pregame coverage that I have that Joe Flacco is in and going to be starting for the Colts. That's happened 3 times this year, right? I have sat on my phone safely at its stopping positions, don't you worry, and waited for the market to come out for Joe Flacco attempts, and I bet the over every time. And he always goes over. He had 44 and 38 his last 2 starts. He's completing 66% of his passes, 7 touchdowns, 1 interception. What's going to happen with the Colts is they're going to be so excited to throw the football. Shane Steichen's just going to continue to be like, this is our offense. Let's get a rhythm. Let's go. You're going to see a lot of Joe Flacco this weekend. And I could see the offense starting to balance out as time goes on once they start establishing the pass a little bit more and teams have to respect that versus in the past, you didn't know what was going to come week by week because I could see Flacco probably starting the rest of the week. My dog of the day, which will be the dog of the weekend, that's actually going to be the Browns. Browns +2. I think that's down to about a 1 or 1.5, depending on where you are right now. Jameis Winston is giving this Browns offense a chance. The defense looked a lot better against the Ravens. It's not the same Browns defense that we've seen in the past, but the Chargers far less explosive than the Ravens offense by like a long shot. Chargers also going across country, 1 p.m. Eastern kick time. I think this is an opportunity here for the Browns to kind of ride that momentum. And my best bet of the weekend, over 51.5, Cowboys and Falcons.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.